Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me first of all thank you for the possibility of exchanging on the issue of finance, and also express our gratitude to the UN Financial Services for the report they have presented this morning. We welcome that progress has been made when compared to 2016, although we note that we still have a number of late payments, and we hope that those will be settled as swiftly as possible. But the main point that we would like to underline is one that you have yourself highlighted and Mr. Barrett as well, which is that above and beyond late payments, we have a more long-term issue, a structural issue. And here, I would like to underline that that's an issue that affects not only our capacity to hold meetings, but it also has a strong potential impact on the ISU, as we've seen under other conventions, because the ISU needs cash to function from the 1st of January of each year. So we certainly see the need and the urgency to look more in greater detail in that issue of cash flow. And in that sense, I think that we would be of the view that we not simply need to maintain the issue of finance on the agenda, but we need, moving forward, to have an informed discussion on the issue. I think that there's a number of points that have been made this morning as to options, measures we could look at, some that you have mentioned yourself, some that we adopted a couple of weeks ago in the CCW framework. And in that sense, I think that we would strongly support the suggestion made by the British ambassador to mandate the incoming chair of the BWC to look into the issue and to make proposals to states parties for an informed discussion, and potentially to be in a position to take steps on this matter and address the structural issue at the next MSP. Thank you.